WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Welcome back to Procrastination Punisher, your daily dose of fired up motivation to get things done. Ever feel like you're stuck in a perpetual cycle of starting projects only to watch them gather dust? Or maybe you find yourself constantly battling with deadlines and unfinished tasks. Trust me, I've been there. But today, we're tackling a crucial skill that can help us conquer those procrastination monsters and achieve real success. Effective conflict resolution. You know, life is full of clashes, disagreements at work, tension with family or friends, even that internal battle between your desire for pizza and healthy eating. It's unavoidable. But here's the thing. How we handle these conflicts can make all the difference in our personal and professional lives. Let's dive into five key takeaways to help you become a conflict resolution ninja. First up, active listening is your secret weapon. Seriously, it sounds simple, but truly hearing what the other person is saying, their words, their tone, their body language can diffuse even the most heated situation. Imagine yourself as a detective gathering clues instead of just waiting for your turn to speak. Next, find common ground. Remember those times you disagreed with someone but eventually found some shared goals or values. Focusing on what unites you rather than what divides you creates a collaborative atmosphere. It's like building a bridge instead of a wall. Now, clear and respectful communication is key. Avoid using accusatory language or jumping to conclusions. Instead, express your thoughts and feelings calmly and directly, focusing on I statements. You know, like saying I feel frustrated when, instead of you always. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, it makes a world of difference. Don't be afraid to compromise. Remember, conflict resolution isn't about winning or losing. It's about finding solutions that work for everyone involved. Sometimes that means being willing to bend a little and meet in the middle. Think of it like baking a cake. You need all the right ingredients to make it delicious. Finally, choose the right time and place. A heated debate over dinner might not be the best idea. Find a calm and private space where you can both focus on resolving the issue without distractions. It's like setting the stage for a productive conversation, quiet, comfortable, and focused. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine two coworkers, Sarah and John, who are constantly clashing over deadlines and project responsibilities. They're both talented, dedicated individuals, but their communication style often leads to frustration and resentment. One day, they decide to take a step back and apply some of these conflict resolution strategies. They schedule a meeting in a quiet conference room, free from distractions. Sarah begins by actively listening to John's perspective, truly trying to understand his concerns. She avoids interrupting or becoming defensive. In turn, John listens attentively to Sarah's thoughts and feelings. They find common ground in their shared goal of completing the project successfully. They communicate clearly and respectfully, using I statements to express their needs and concerns. After a productive discussion, they reach a compromise that works for both parties, ensuring clear roles and responsibilities moving forward. See? Conflict doesn't have to be a destructive force. By implementing these strategies, you can turn those clashes into opportunities for growth, understanding, and stronger relationships. So remember, active listening, finding common ground, clear communication, compromising, and choosing the right setting are your keys to becoming a conflict resolution master. Don't let disagreements control your life. Take charge and turn them into stepping stones for success. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips and leave a review if you found it helpful. See you tomorrow for another dose of Procrastination Punisher, where we'll continue to tackle those challenges and unlock your full potential. Keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.